When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Magic 106.7. By the way, it happens to be Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Our One Magical Wish campaign is well underway. We kicked it off yesterday, but you're going to sneak some time at work doing some online shopping today. We all know that. Let's be honest with each other.
Yes, absolutely. So go on the Amazon wish list. We've got the links everywhere on our social.
Yeah.
Buy some gifts, and it will automatically get sent, if you do it through Amazon, to One Wish Project. We got to get 3,000 gifts by next Friday.
Yeah.
So let's go, people. Let's get it done.
Three
Please.
Clicks away. Go to magic1067.com. Look for the cake right there on the homepage. You're three clicks away from picking out cool little Etch-a-Sketch things Barbies and all these cool toys for children for their birthdays throughout the year. All the details at magic1067.com. So, trees, we put ours up over the weekend. Sue, you got yours
up. We put ours up.
Kendra, you just got yours yesterday. It's in the garage or it's set up?
Last night. It's in the house. It's just in its water. I did warm water and sugar, and it's just sitting, resting, because I know you're supposed to let it rest a day before you put on all the ornaments. So we went last night, and we went looking for a tree, and oh my God.
Yeah.
Sticker shock. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow. We don't have vaulted ceilings like some people in the room.
I don't have.
We have this tiny. I'm like, this tree is not that big. But it was definitely a huge difference.
Yeah.
Just in the size and the price.
You're paying more for it, so you want it to last. How do you keep the tree looking fresh and amazing? What are the tricks? 617-655-1067 at Magic. Hello, Magic. Hi. Who is this, please?
Hi, it's Amy. Hi, how are you today? Good morning.
All right, do you have a tree up, and what do you do to keep it fresh?
To keep it preserved and keep it, I would put apple cider inside the box underneath the tree.
Apple cider, okay.
Yes, apple cider.
Well, I guess that's kind of a sugar,
so
sweet.
So it stays.
Yeah.
So it stays fresh.
Got it.
In the beginning.
All right. Good stuff, Amy. Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for listening to Magic.
I hope
we
you
appreciate
have a nice,
it.
Blessed Christmas also. You have the best station out there.
Thank you.
Really do. And the Christmas music just tops it all off.
Glad to hear you say
it really
so.
Does.
You take care. Thanks again.
All right. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Apple cider is kind of the same. It's like sugary too, sweet.
Yeah.
I guess those are all good tricks. I just never knew you're supposed to put anything in the water at all.
I didn't either.
Brand new to me until David said it.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Keep it away from the heater. That's a good point.
Yes.
We have a radiator in the corner of the living room where the tree goes, and that always sort of cooks that side of the tree so it gets a little dried out.
Right.
Drill a couple of holes. This is from Brenda on Facebook. Drill a couple of holes in the trunk in addition to them cutting off the bottom.
We did that.
Does it give like the water and the more?
Yeah, so it can absorb more.
I think that's what that's what I assumed is doing, and that's why. Well, last night
my
husband said
a lot.
The warm water, it helps the sap or whatever expand, or I don't know, something magical happens inside the tree. I have no idea.
Julie says hot water. She's going all in on the warm water. She says hot water every night. Maybe that opens up the trunk.
Right.
More,
well, that's
and allows
what,
it
yeah.
to.
Steven was kind of something like that.
I
can
ask Tom what he does when he puts the water in at night and tell him that it should be warm. I bet he does cold.
And does the dog do anything with the tree? Does the dog sleep under the tree or try to climb it or anything?
No, she doesn't touch the tree. Even the low-hanging ornaments, she never has. And she's a high-energy dog. She's a Labradoodle. I mean, but she doesn't bother the tree.
When she was a puppy, did she ever go over and want to play with it? Yeah.
Never.
Well, she's a bigger dog, too. Sometimes smaller dogs have that, you know, kind of that like little man syndrome where they got to just cause problems around the tree.
Say little man syndrome?
Yeah, Vito, because Vito was a small dog.
Marcus territory.
Yes. So she would always like check out those little, and so I'd have to put the kind of the cheapo ones, like the plastic ornaments
on
the
bottom. Yeah.
So that if she knocked them off.
She'd be like, watch me now.
That's a good call, because the cats are just out of their mind.
Do they bat, bat at the tree?
Oh, every time I walk, I come around the corner, I fully expect to see the tree on its side.
Yeah.
And when it's not, I'm like, okay, they didn't get it this time, but
you
they will.
You probably should wire it to the wall. We've done that.
Oh,
where
you
take a fishing line and you just put it on a hook.
Yeah, we just had some painting done. We won't be doing it.
Oops. See?